Invasive plant species are threatening local ecosystems in southeast Alaska, and Skagway's local tribal government is working to stop the spread. I caught up with the Skagway Traditional Council's field crew this week to find out more about battling the invaders.
What did you say that final count was?
1416.
1416.
Reuben Cash is standing on the roadside by the White Pass rail yard a couple of hundred feet from the Skagway River. He's got a portable computer in his left hand, and he's mapping the location of invasive plant species.
This is a member of the pea family. It's a Eurasian plant called white sweet clover. And as you can see, every little one of these flower inflorescences has, you know, 5 to 100 flowers, and the bigger plants can have up to, I couldn't even give you a count, but there are probably thousands of seeds produced from every single plant.
He works as the environmental coordinator with the Skagway Traditional Council, the local tribal government. Cash and his co-workers have been gathering location data and pulling up plants by the hundreds for the last few summers. The white sweet clover is a delicious-smelling plant with white flowers that grows in bunches in gravelly patches in distressed soils.
So the pea family is what's called a pioneer species. They're the first ones to move in after, like, mosses and the lichens really set the stage. They come in and they put nitrogen into the soil so they make it possible for a plant community to flourish.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
It seems like it'd be a good thing, right? But everything in moderation. This doesn't belong on this continent. And so because it's one of those pioneer species, that's one of the reasons that it does so well, because it doesn't need to have conditions ideal for it to come in here. It can grow pretty much anywhere you throw it.
Because it's a non-native plant, the ecosystem hasn't designed ways to keep it in check. Cash says if these invasive species are left to their own devices, they will eventually choke out native species.
Right, 'cause normally in a plant community, you know, you have these plants that are growing side by side with one another, and yeah, they keep each other in check so that nothing grows too abundantly. But with invasive species, there's not those mechanisms built into the community, so they just run rampant.
White sweet clover isn't the only plant on the hit list.
We're actively watching the reed canary grass invasion over at Pullen Creek. Really hitting heavy on the white sweet clover. We've been watching out for orange hawkweed. Orange hawkweed has been seen in a couple different spots around town. And then hopefully we'll be rolling out a campaign this year for the yellow toad flax, the butter and eggs. Try and get the community on board and seeing if we can make a dent on it.
Yellow toad flax is a beautiful addition to a bouquet, but it's a vining plant, and as such, it's very difficult to control once it starts to spread.
Pretty soon, we'll have nothing but reed canary grass, white sweet clover, and yellow toad flax. That'll just be what's here. That's not very good for our pollinators. It's not very good for all the higher organisms up the food chain that are all relying on the native vegetation here.
Imagine a roadside with all the yarrow and fireweed and lupin replaced with only invasive species. It's a scenario the Skagway Traditional Council has been battling to prevent for the last 6 years. Cash says without the use of toxic chemical pesticides, the best course of action is to painstakingly pull these plants out of the ground.
Pull every last one that we can find, and hope that we've gotten to it before it's too late.
He's encouraging others in Skagway to join the fight. If people see an invasive species on the list, especially white sweet clover, Cash asks that they log the location with their smartphone.
Open your Maps app, hit the little crosshair target so that it centers on your position, and then just press and hold on the screen. It'll drop a pin and give you the option to share that.
Then email him the location. His contact is available at skagwaytraditional.org. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.